Hey guys, Tim from Soulheart here, and today I want to talk to you about search engine optimization and specifically about image titles and alt tags and how they can help you and your website or blog posts get found on search engines such as Google. Unfortunately, a lot of people just really leave out image titles and alt tags, and they're really missing a huge focus for search engines such as Google to use when they crawl your website or your blog to find you specifically. So what I see a lot on websites is, like, say a child in a green field and they title it boy in grass field 150 by 150 because they put the image dimensions on there. Now, that's an okay title if your blog posts or your websites are about kids and grass fields. But unfortunately, most of the time when I see that, it has nothing to do with boys in grass fields. For instance, maybe you have that because it's a beautiful image of a child and you're selling a sleeping service where you help kids or infants and babies to fall asleep when they just really struggle sleeping. So if you're a sleeping service, you don't want to title that image boy in grass field because that's what the image is. You want to title it sleeping service or how to get your child to fall asleep. So what I'm saying is really think about what your blog post is or your website is and the image you're trying to convey and how you think people are going to find your website on search engines such as Google. So if you're a sleep agency, what you want to do is title that, like I said, sleep agency, how to help a child sleep, things like that. And then you also want to do that for the image alt tag as well. Image alt tags are used for people, for instance, who may be legally blind or need help when viewing a website on the internet. And those accessibility sites, what they do is they kind of describe what your website is showing. If it's a picture, then they describe the picture if you have the alt tag in there. So what you want to do is not only title the image correctly, but you also want to add the alt tag. And what's really cool about alt tags is you can actually write them in paragraph form because the web browser is reading it back to the user. So, like, again, if you're a sleep agency, you would also put that in the alt tag, sleeping agency, or how to help your child fall asleep within the first hour, or my child doesn't sleep and I need help. Whatever people are searching for online after you do your keyword research, use that in your alt tag and use it multiple ways. So you can say sleep agency, period, help my child fall asleep, period, my child doesn't sleep well, period. And you don't want to go too crazy because you don't want to do what's called black hat SEO or trying to trick search engines. But what you can do is give a couple different variations of what you're trying to convey or how you want people to find your website and apply them right there in your image alt tags. So whatever you're doing, when you're setting up your blog or your website and you have images, which you all should have, for readability's sake alone, have images to keep your users on track and focused on your topic. Use those images to your advantage by naming them the correct things before you upload them to your website, and also adding the alt tag in there with your keywords as well. That is a huge step for on-page or on-website SEO, and it'll really help your page or your blog get found on search engines. I hope that's a great help. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at tim@soulheart.co. Again, that's tim@soulheart.co. And I'd love to talk to you. If you have some work that you just think search engine optimization is far beyond your brain and you just don't even want to worry about it, reach out. I'd love to talk to you. Maybe we can set something up. But anyway, guys, I just really want to encourage you, use image titles and alt tags correctly, and you'll find that your websites or your blogs will get found on search engines like Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever people use. You'll help yourself so much by using the correct image titles and alt tags. That's it for today's episode. Next week, we're going to focus on keyword research itself. Thank you. Have a great day.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.